Now, are these two people that are going together, what do they call him? He is her
sweetheart.
All right. And she is his
girlfriend.
All right, fine. Now, a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, and his little brother says, "You've been..."
"His new girlfriend."
Okay. Are there any other words, any old-fashioned terms?
Smooching.
Right. Anything else?
No, that's all I know.
I got spooning down here. That was a term I heard somebody use one time. You've been spooning. Okay. Now, if he asks her to marry him, she doesn't want him, what do you say she did to him?
I say she said no, she didn't want him.
All right. And if she would not have him, she threw him over?
Yeah.
Turned him over, turned him out, or whatever. Yeah. All right. Now, they finally decided that they're going to live together the rest of their lives, so they're just, what do we call it?
They just made up and married.
All right, fine. Now, at a wedding, the man who stands up for the groom, what do they call him? The man who stands up for the groom.
Well, he's a preacher.
All right. Let's see now. If I were going to get married, I'd want to have, maybe even besides the preacher, I'd have a man stand up with me alongside of me. What would he be?
Well, that'd be the best man.
Very good. Are there any other terms?
No, that's all I know.
That's it. All right. Now, so who is the girl that stands up with the bride?
Well, that's the bride.
All right. And, or the bride's
mate.
Right. No. All right, fine. Now, have you ever seen this done? After a wedding, there's maybe a little bit of monkeying around, hanky-panky, where some of the folks will come and they'll play loud music or something like that, or fire rifles and pistols or anything to kind of devil the couple.
Yeah.
What, is there any special name for that?
Oh, yeah, the serenade.
All right, fine.
Yeah. Well, thinking,
serenade, there you go.
Serenade them, they turn them in tubs.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the word I got, serenade.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, see? Now, let's see now. If you were going to saw somebody in Atlanta, you'd say, I saw him
in Atlanta.
All right, you'd use the word in. Or over in, or down in, or...
I'm just using down in Atlanta.
Just use in. All right, sir, fine. Let's see. He lives like the Browns. He lives... Did you use a single word there, or two or three words to indicate? He lives for a location.
Well, they're over in, say they're over in town, or...
All right.
I live up the country.
All right, very good. Now, let's see now. Here is what I want. There was trouble at the party, and the police came and arrested the blank. Meaning everybody. The police came and arrested the...
Oh, everybody.
All right, everybody.
Whole bunch.
Just what I wanted. Say that to me one more time.
The whole bunch.
The whole bunch. All right. That's fine. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Now, look at there. That's all we got to do now.
Yeah, we're cutting them down.
We're cutting them down.
Yeah.